Hare Krishna. We are very much privileged that we have amongst us His Holiness Aminiya Vilas Swami Maharaj. So let's, with permission from Maharaj, we'll introduce Maharaj a little bit. So Maharaj ji joined ISKCON Hyderabad in 1973. Maharaj got first initiation in 1974 in ISKCON Hyderabad. Maharaj got second initiation in 1975 in Hyderabad. And Maharaj got sannyas initiation in 1984 in ISKCON Mayapur. By His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami Maharaj, Sripad Maharaj. Maharaj experience is voluminous. From 1973 to 1980, Maharaj in ISKCON Hyderabad was in book distribution team. He was also in life membership program and he was head pujari. From 80 to 82, Maharaj was in ISKCON Tirupati and he was involved in book distribution and life membership program. From 1984 to 85, Maharaj was in Padayatra team with Loknath Maharaj from 1986 to 2006, Maharaj was in ISKCON Juhu and involved in book distribution, life membership program, and also he was involved in Pujari Seva. And from 2006 till now, Maharaj is continuing preaching and Pujari Seva. So Maharaj also visited many countries, Mauritius, USA, Europe, Spain, UK, South Africa, Indonesia. And Maharaj is inspiring all over the world with his wonderful example and preaching. So let's welcome Maharaj ji by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Maharaj, we are very grateful that you have kindly come and blessed us with your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradari. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Teeravanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradari. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Teeravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradari. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Teeravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradari. Gopi పాద పరమహంస ప్రీ బ్రజాకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. ఓం విష్ణు పాద పరమహంస ప్రీ బ్రజాకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృంద కీ జయ. నామాచారాది దాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ. ప్రేమ్ సే కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాదాస్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర్ భక్త బృంద కీ జయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధా కొండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కీ జయ. శ్రీ వృందావన్ ధామ కీ జయ. శ్రీ మథురా ధామ కీ జయ. మాయాపూర్ నవదీప్ ధామ కీ జయ. గంగా యమునా మాయ కీ జయ. భక్తి దేవి తులసి దేవి కీ జయ. సమవేత్త భక్త బృంద కీ జయ. నితాయ గౌర్ ప్రేమానంది. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీలా ప్రభుపాద. Just now we had a Guru Puja. I would like to the translation of the Guru Puja, the prayers. The lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which we can obtain pure devotional service. I bow down to his lotus feet with great reverence. By his grace, one can cross over the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. My only wish is consciousness purified by the words emanating from the lotus pond. Attachment is lotus feet in the perfection fulfills all desires. You open my darkened eyes, fills my heart with transcendent knowledge. He is my Lord, birth after birth. From him ecstatic flame emanates, by him ignorant destroy. The Vedic scriptures sing of his character. Our spiritual master is the ocean of mercy, friend of the poor Lord and Master devotees. O Master, be merciful unto us. Give the shade of your lotus feet. Your fame is spread all over the three worlds. Srila Prabhupada, we take shelter of your lotus feet. Prabhupada says in one of the writing or in lecture, this is the third canto, chapter 32, text 42. There it says that the word diyatam, that knowledge of Krishna, should be offered by the spiritual master. So, every day we are offering prayer to Srila Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always glorifying the Guru. That is in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. We say that all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Generally, in every, I think, book that is explained, no? Sri Guru Gauranga Jayata, that is in Sanskrit. So that is, it's very, very important, Guru and Gauranga. You will find everywhere, right? Here also I think. Guru Gauranga. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. That is why we always, not only singing, we also recite the translation. That was the original, especially in the West, we used to do that. Even Tulsi Puja also, after Tulsi Puja, they chant that meaning of Tulsi Puja. Even Guru Ashtaka, I remember long, long ago in the temple, after Guru Puja, whatever, maybe Tulsi Puja, then we sing the meaning of Guru Ashtaka. This is what they, you know, we learn. Anyway, similarly, today, just now, I sang this Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. That is also a wonderful song. Here it mentioned about Krishna is the lover of Radha. We sing every day, right? Jaya Radha Madhava. Very, very significant. Especially for the pure devotees. You know. He displays many amorous pastimes in the grooves of Vrindavana. He is the lover of the covered maiden Braja, the holder of the great hill named Govardhana, the beloved son of Mother Yashoda, and the delighter of the inhabitant of Braja. And he wanders in the forest along the banks of the river Yamuna. Here it little explaining about the incident took place in the Gorakhpur. Here it write that Srila Prabhupada was very fond of this song and sang it just before his lecture. In Allahabad and Gorakhpur, Srila Prabhupada fell into trance. After singing the first two lines, and after some time, he came back into external consciousness and said, "Now, just chant Hare Krishna." You all loudly chant Maha Mantra three times. Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada here said, now just chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said that this song is a picture of Vrindavan. Everything is there. Srimati Radharani, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yashoda, all the cowherd boys. So this song is very, very significant. I am developing the new concept of preaching Krishna consciousness, especially like, you know, the song book is so important. Songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas. It's very, very important book. We sing all the prayers. These are the standard prayers. And Prabhupada writes about this song book. It's very, very important. I am greatly pleased to see this collection of songs composed by Bhaktivinod Thakur, Narottam Das, and other great acharyas of the Gaudiya Vaishnava community. Songs composed by the acharyas are not ordinary songs. When chanted by pure Vaishnava who follow the rules and regulations of the Vaishnava character, they are actually effective in awakening the Krishna consciousness dormant in every living entity. So, everything in the books, we have to very deeply, we have to scrutinizingly study, read. That's what, you know, then we come to the real understanding of Krishna consciousness. But this book is there, you know. Actually, today also yesterday I was trying to read this one. Whatever it is written, it is so much input we get to understand. Let us see here what is written. Actually, today morning I was seeing the songs of the Vaishnava Acharya. Then I'm always now, this was I'm doing in this 6-7 years. Vaishnava Acharyas. Whereas the Vaishnava, there are so many quotations. As soon as it comes, I note down, you know. Here, example, I put 3rd canto, chapter 29, text 31 and 32. Acharyas, there also so many things comes about acharyas. So what I try to say, now, like a back said, we see, such wonderful information. A book is traditionally poetry and hymn by various Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord Krishna, who supplicate and praise Lord Krishna and his incarnations. The translation in this book are accurate rendering of the original Bengali and Sanskrit. The poetry of these songs speaks to the heart and demonstrates the mood of prayer of the aspiring devotee. This is very deep understanding. It is very clearly explained here. Singing these songs of devotion is an essential tool of bhakti yoga. It at once liberates us from the miseries of this temporary world and transfers our conscience to higher level of love of God. Transcendental sound can carry us to the transcendental realm, and these beautiful songs outpouring form, the heart captures transcendence in a way only music and poetry can. Dive deep into the highest devotional ecstasies. Bhakti Yoga has experienced by the greatest devotees. This is a back said. So nice. And every word, every sentence we have to more study. That's what the Krishna consciousness. Anyway, so here Prabhupada writes about the songs of not ordinary songs. So this is just I would like to say. Now we'll continue this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudhiraye. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloki. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtuki. So, we chant these prayers or text slokas. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That means Om means O my Lord. Bhagavate unto the divine son of Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So Vyasadeva in his writing first canto he says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality Godhead with the divine Asam of Nanda Maharaj, who is all pervading. This Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya you will find in second canto also, in the first chapter itself. So Narayanam Namaskritya means everybody can repeat. Before he said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, unto Srila Vyasadeva, who is the author. Nashta Prayesha Abhadreshu. So by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, all the troublesome in our heart practically destroyed, it says. And loving service unto the glorious Lord, whose praise with transcendental song established in our heart. This is the way Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Sloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi. So that is also explained in the first canto, third chapter, text 40, something like that. There Prabhupada writes very nicely about the Bhagavatam. So today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 7, the son of Drona Panish, text 48, right? ఏకోపితం బ్రహ్మకులం రాజన్యే అజితాత్మనభీ తత్కులం ప్రభయతి ఆసు సానుబంధాం సుచార్పితం ఏకోపితం బ్రహ్మకులం రాజన్యర్ అజతాత్మభి తత్కులం ప్రదహాత్యాసు సానుబంధం సుచార్పితం Mother, meaning, yay, by those, kopitam, enraged, brahmakulam, the order of the brahmanas, rajanyay, by the administrative order, ajita, unrestricted, atmabihi, by oneself, tat, that, kulam, family, pradati, is burnt up, asu, within no time, sa anubandham, together with family members, sucharpitam, being put into grief. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. If the kingly administrative order being unrestricted in sense control offends the Brahmana order and enrages them, then the fire of the rage burns up the whole body of the royal family and brings grief upon all. Please repeat after me responsibly. If the kingly administrative order being unrestricted in sense control offends the Brahmana order and enrages them, then the fire of that rage burns up the whole body of the royal family, bring grief upon all. Purport: the Brahmana order of society or spiritually advanced caste or community, and the members of such highly elevated families were always held in great esteem by the other subordinate castes, namely the administrative kingly order, the mercantile order, and the laborers. Since this purport is also similar to the translation, so you all repeat about the purport also. The Brahmana order of society, or spiritually advanced caste or community, and the members of such highly elevated families were always held in great esteem by the other subordinate castes, namely the administrative kingly order, the mercantile order, and laborers. Jai Kopita Brahmakulam Rajanye Ajitatman B. Satkulam Radhaharti Asu Sa Anubandhan Swarup Sucharpita. If the kingly administrative order, being unrestricted in sense control, offends the Brahmana order, enrages them, then the fire of that rage burnt up the whole body of the royal family, brings grief upon all. I was just now reading the translation. As soon as here it mentioned about the kingly administrative order, immediately it stuck to my mind about Parashurama. So I was just referring and just telling. This is the first canto, chapter 3, text 20. In the 16th incarnation of Godhead, the Lord, as a Bhrugupati, annihilated the administrative class, Kshatriyas, 21 times, being angry with them because of their rebellion against the Brahmanas. Haribol. So, when I say Haribol, you should all chant 3 times Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Haribol. Rita, I love right? Why I say Haribol and you chant? This is very interesting, right? It's very similar to this translation. That is, I say Haribol, then we chant. Once again, the translation is so nice. In the Dashavatara also this song comes, right? In the 16th incarnation of Godhead, the Lord, as a Bhrugupati, annihilated the administrative class, Kshatriyas, 21 times. be angry with them because of their rebellion against the Brahmanas, the intelligent class. This is just I'm referring. Now let us read purport also is very nice, I think so. Prabhupada gave lecture on this also. The Kshatriyas or the administrative class of men are expected to rule the planet by the direction of the intelligent class of men who give direction to the ruler in terms of standard Shastra or the books of revealed knowledge. The rulers carry on the administration according to the direction. Whenever there is a disobedience on the part of the Kshatriyas or the administrative class against the order of the learned and intelligent Brahmana, the administrator removed by force from post and arrangement is made for better administration. But in Kali Yuga it's not happening. Right? This is according to Vedic system. Anyway, so now the purport, this is, I just came to my, you know, finish. Now we will discuss little on purport. The Brahmana order of society or spiritually advanced caste or community and the members of such highly elevated families were always held in a great esteem by the other subordinate caste, namely the administrative king order and mercantile order and laborers. I think we don't have much time, right? Time is over? 5 minutes. 10 minutes. So if you have any questions regarding this purport, you can ask. Any question you can ask regarding this purport. So I try to explain.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. Maharaj, the two purports which you were reading, one is third chapter and this is, so there is a contrast here. The person who has been punished is Ashwatthama, is Brahmana who has become aggressor. And in the purport of Parshuram, where Kshatriya, they were trying to kill innocent Brahmanas or they want to usurp the property of Yudhishthira. So they, in that case, the Kshatriya has become aggressor. So, how do we like understand this? There, Kshatriya is aggressor and here the Brahmana is aggressor. So still somebody has to follow the Brahmanas when he has become aggressor.
In true sense, Brahmana never get aggressor. That is it. Here it is called, he is not a Brahmana, he is a Brahma Bandhu, Ashwatthama. Though he is born in Brahmana. Right? Simple. Can go to deep understanding. Am I right? It's okay. Your question. here I, this is very connected, it's very interesting. Just to always, what is this? Hearing and chanting. So we have to hear. Now the class is finished. This is a nice quotation actually. The same about the Vaishnavas. Brahmanas also. This is like, I just put it right. 2 minutes, okay. This is a third canto, chapter 29 and 31, 32. We'll see just very, very much connected, you know, about Brahmana and Vaishnava. That's it I wanted to say. This is the third canto, chapter 29, explanation of devotional service by Lord Kapila. Text 30, 31 and 32. See, one of the ISKCON statement is, by sincerely cultivating this, we have to cultivate this knowledge, you know. We are cultivating. So this is a very nice sloka, chapter 29, text 31. Among the human being, the society which is divided according to quality and worth is best. In that society, the intelligent man, who are designated as a Brahmana, see, very related, right, are best. Among the Brahmanas, one who has studied the Vedas is the best. And among the Brahmanas who have studied the Vedas, one who knows actual purport of the Veda is the best. Good, better, best. Everything goes like that. Guya, guya, taram, guya. Guya, tamam. Right? Kanista, madhyama, uttama. In spiritual life also, this discrimination is there. So here, purport also very nicely, Prabhupada writes, just you can hear. You can also, afterwards you can, for your reference. The system of four classification of human society according to quality and worth is very scientific. The system of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra has now become vitiated at the present caste system in India. But it appeared that the system has been current very long time, since it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Unless there is such a division of social order in human society, including the intelligent class, the martial class, and the mercantile class, and the laborer class, there is always confusion as to who is work for what purpose. A person trained to the stage of understanding the absolute truth is a Brahmana. And when such a Brahmana is Vedajna, he understands the purpose of the Vedas. The purpose of the Veda is to understand the absolute. One who understands the absolute truth in three phases, namely Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And who understands the term Bhagavan to mean the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is considered to be the best of the Brahmana. I would like to say about Prabhupada explaining in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in the, I think, preface or some form or whatever. There he writes that now about Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. It is very similar understanding. There is a difference between a Brahmana and a Vaishnava. The best Brahmana means Vaishnava. Prabhupada says Vaishnava means include Brahmana. This is the way we have to, you know, understand. simple I am trying to explain, since time we don't have. So, the next one is 32, that is also very much related to Brahmana. Artha jnana samshaya cheta tata sriyan svakarmakru mukta sangas tato bhuyan adogta dharmam atmana. Better than the Brahmana, see, who know the purpose of the Vedas, is he who can dissipate all the doubts. And better than him is one who strictly follows the Brahmanical principles. Better than him, one who is liberated from all material contamination. And better than him is a pure devotee who executes the devotional service without expectation of reward. Let us see what Prabhupada writes in the purport. Then I'll stop. Arthajnana Brahmana refers to one who has made a thorough analytical study of the absolute truth and who knows that the absolute truth is realized in three different phases, namely Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. If someone not only has this knowledge, but is able to clear all doubts, if questioned about absolute truth, is considered better. Further, there may be a learned Brahmana, Vaishnava, who can explain clearly and eradicate all doubts. But if he does not follow the Vaishnava principles, then he is not situated on the higher level. One must be able to clear all doubts and simultaneously be situated in Brahmanical characteristics. Such a person who knows the purpose of the Vedic injunctions, who can employ the principle laid down in the Vedic literature, who teaches his disciple in that way, is called Acharya. I was telling, no, I quote down here Vaishnava Acharya's song. Vaishnava, there is Acharyas. These are the very significant. Or you may call it Guru also. Vaishnava is a Guru. Anyway, so here it is explaining that the position of the Acharya is that he executes the devotional service with no desire for elevation to a higher position. The highest perfectional Brahmana is a Vaishnava. Can anybody can refer to this statement Prabhupada wrote in the same, in this first canto, chapter 2? Can anybody can say where it is mentioned? This one. The highest perfectional Brahmana is a Vaishnava. Bolo, Hari Bol. Where? No. I'm asking where it is like this similar statement. Please tell if you know. Just one sentence. Because it stuck to my mind. I remember it. We can refer also that one. Anyway, okay. I'll refer. Okay. I don't want to go much time. It's 2 minutes only. This is very similar to this purport. This is in first canto itself, right? I think second chapter. Okay, this is C. First canto, chapter 2, text 2. Generally, a Brahmana is born as an ordinary being. Not Brahmanas. Generally, a man is born as an ordinary being. Janmane jayate shudra. Samskara bhavedvija. Veda pata vipra brahma janati brahman. So similarly, Prabhupada writes, by the purificatory process, he is born for second time. When he sees a new light and seeks direction of the spiritual progress, he approaches the spiritual master for instruction in the Vedas. The spiritual master accepts only the sincere inquirer as his disciple and gives him the sacred thread. In this way, a man becomes twice born, dvija. After qualifying as a dvija, one may study the Vedas, and after becoming well versed in the Vedas, one becomes vipra. And vipra, or a qualified brahmana, thus realizes the absolute and makes further progress in spiritual life until he reaches the Vaishnava stage. The Vaishnava stage is the postgraduate status of brahmana. A progressive brahmana must necessarily become a Vaishnava, for a Vaishnava is a self-realized learned brahmana. Hari Bol. So I'll stop here. Okay. Bolo bolo maha maha patita paamshila prabhupada ki. Sisi Gaur Nithai ki. Radha Gopinath ji ki. Lord Srinath ji ki. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you.